Well, tomorrow we'll be finding out how the winner of our €1,463 worth of vouchers for Cleary's gets on. Brenda will be going shopping with him. But visitors to Dublin City Centre are already spending money in the run-up to Christmas in a unique pop-up funky Christmas jumper shop on South William Street, where Michelle Brown went to speak to Fabio Moll.
Dancing in the disco, bumper to bumper. Wait a minute. Where's me jumper? Where's me jumper? Where's me jumper? Where's me jumper?
Hello, Fabio.
Nice to meet you.
So, tell me, what's the name of the shop and what do we have here?
It's called funkychristmasjumpers.com and we basically sell Christmas jumpers for about 8 weeks in the run-up to Christmas. We've loads of jumpers. We've elf jumpers, we've Santa jumpers, we've classic Fair Isle jumpers, we've Rudolph jumpers, we've all the ones that Tubby's wore over the past few years on the Late Late Toy Show.
Does Brian Tubberty get his Christmas jumpers here?
He has. He's come in here personally and bought his jumper the past few years in here for the Toy Show. Now this year, I think we got our P45 over the Late Late Show a few weeks ago. So we'll knit one ourselves and send it in to him and see if he wears that one. The most popular one would be the Happy Birthday Jesus. It just shows Jesus celebrating his birthday at Christmas time. And it's really popular. Like, we ship all over the world and that is by far the most popular one. But the shirts have been a great addition this year. A lot of people compare it to pyjamas, but we're actually quite happy when they say that because they're just really out there and they're going to get you a lot of attention and put smiles on faces. The Super Elf's another new one. It comes with a removable cape. We have the classic elf jumper and we have a new elf jumper, the Irish elf jumper. It comes with real lapels and a dicky bow.
A bit early to be selling Christmas jumpers. What's the footfall like?
Not really now. We opened a bit earlier last year and we found over the past few years people just come in, buy a Christmas jumper. They're 30, 40 euros and they're set for Christmas Day, the Stephen's Day, and for the Christmas parties, and it really covers all their costumes, and I think it's a cost-saving measure.
Well, they're expensive. 30 or 40 euro for a jumper?
Look, we've been selling for 7 years and we still have customers come back to us who bought previous jumpers. They still wear them. They add to the collection. And I don't think they're that expensive. They're a good quality jumper. We've looked to get cheaper versions of jumpers, but we've stayed away from there because we find the quality of these is fantastic and they just give a great effect. The characters look amazing on them. So I think they're worth every penny. And you'll have a lot of fun wearing these jumpers.
Dancing in the disco, bumper to bumper. Wait a minute. Where's me jumper?
Tell me, who's coming in?
Before would have been ideally 25 to 35 year old graduates working in the IFSC. That would have been a stereotypical customer, but we've grown with kids jumpers. Now we cater for families. We've bigger sizes now. We've 3XLs, 4XLs. We've smaller sizes with the kids. We cater for dogs. But we find weekends are great when we get the tourists in. From Thursday night, Dublin does fill up with tourists. People come in with their suitcase just after landing. They haven't found their hotel yet, but they're coming in with their suitcase and they're buying Christmas jumpers.
When did you say you came up with the idea, or how did it come about?
2007, where myself and my best friend were looking for a Christmas jumper, and some of our other friends had jumpers. They were going out having a great time. Nobody else wore them around town. And we were like, fuck, these guys are having a great time. Why can't we have a good time? And we couldn't buy these jumpers anywhere. Their mothers would have knit them these jumpers. And we were like, this is terrible. So we decided, look, we'll get our own made. So we designed up three jumpers, a Santa, Rudolph, and a Christmas tree. We found factories and we sent off the designs. And it started there. And we basically, for the first few years, we only sold online. And then we decided to open a pop-up shop 3 years ago. It started as a bit of a joke if we could sell some Christmas jumpers online, and it worked really well, and not many people wore them 7 years ago. It's amazing the way the trend has evolved over the 7 years and how I think everybody in Ireland at this stage has a Christmas jumper. By the way, those guys who used to wear the Christmas jumpers 8 years ago now come back to us and tell us that we've ruined Christmas for them because everybody wears a Christmas jumper and they're not unique anymore.
So you spoiled their fun?
We spoiled their fun, yeah. They no longer talk to us anymore.
Tell me about this wall that you have here.
This is our famous mirror in the store. And basically, there's a lot of people who came into the store and a lot of people send us in photos and a lot of celebrities who've worn our jumpers. But I'll show you here. We've had Harry Styles from One Direction. And Niall Horan had a jumper emergency and rang us and wanted a jumper. Dropped down to his house. He was going out that night, so we personally delivered a jumper down to him. We've had Rita Ora wear a Christmas jumper. Rory McIlroy wears our jumpers and he's ordered his new jumper for this year, which is top secret at the moment. there's so many more people here. Tommy Ball, rugby players. It's a picture of Brian O'Driscoll wearing a jumper. Brezzy.
Does it take you the whole year to organise and plan this, or is it just something that you do for 3 months of the year, or 2 months of the year?
For four months, it's full on. And then the rest of the year, it's a couple of hours every day.
Do you have a favourite jumper?
My favourite one? I do like the new Irish Elf. I think there's a nice few nice features on it. And I used to wear a Naked Santa a lot last year as well, and we brought him back. So it's tough to choose. Check out the website at funkychristmasjumpers.com and tweet me your favourite one.
Thank you very much indeed, Michelle.